President Bush said today we owe it to the future of civilization not to allow what he called the world's worst leaders to develop the world's worst weapons. His comments came in response to Iraq's offer this week to hold talks with UN weapons inspectors. Speaking in Kinabunkport, the president said he would use all the tools at his disposal to deal with Iraq. Many in Washington believe Saddam Hussein's chemical and biological weapons are a serious enough threat to require military action, and plans are underway for a variety of options to remove Saddam from power. All this month, we'll be holding weekly conversations about Iraq. We begin tonight with Anthony Cordesman, an expert in weapons proliferation. We asked him to explain why Iraq has become such an urgent problem now.
There is a debate among some people that say that Iraq is a major sponsor of terrorism. Some people have tried to tie it to Al-Qaeda or the attack on the World Trade Center. The broad conclusions of the intelligence community are that Iraq is not responsible for such events, and that there is more an effort on the part of conspiracy theorists and the opposition to create the image of Iraq as a terrorist sponsor than a reality. But the possibility does remain. But the real sense of urgency comes from the fact that Iraq slowly and steadily is proliferating, and urgency here is relative. It is a matter of building up a military operation over a period of months, one that doesn't have to be launched this fall or even this winter. But to get something done before Iraq can acquire significant amounts of really lethal biological weapons, while we still have good confidence it does not have nuclear weapons, has an obvious timeline. Because once Iraq does have nuclear weapons, once it could launch massive biological attacks, it's going to be far harder to deal with this regime. The other problem in practice is to remember who we're dealing with. It isn't simply a matter of proliferation. Saddam Hussein went to war against Iran with almost no real provocation in 1980. He attacked Kuwait, which had basically allowed his regime to survive through economic and aid and oil aid, in spite of all kinds of negotiating efforts in 1990. This is a different kind of leader, and perhaps one of the most dangerous leaders in the world.
The Iraqi foreign minister just sent a letter to Secretary General Kofi Annan at the UN saying that Iraq was ready to discuss the return of weapons inspectors, and the weapons inspector's job, of course, would be to make sure that Iraq had destroyed its weapons of mass destruction. What do you think the return of weapons inspectors would do? Would it change the equation any?
We have to remember that UNSCOM had great success in Iraq, but it was operating with the knowledge of Iraq's programs that were developed before the war. And even so, it really didn't detect the presence of a massive biological warfare effort till Saddam Hussein's son-in-law defected in 1995, 5 years after the war was over. We have not had any real inspection in Iraq since 1997, when Saddam began to block serious inspection. That has given him more than 4 years to develop new covert programs, scatter them all over the country. He learned a great deal from the UNSCOM experience, and in spite of UNSCOM's success in its semi-annual reports to the Secretary General, every single one noted that Iraq continued to lie, continued to deceive, continued to block effective inspection. Now we're talking about trying to reinsert inspectors into Iraq with all it has learned, with all the capability it's had to create new and hidden programs. And I think when you talk to many of the UN inspectors, they really don't believe at this point it is possible to really have a meaningful inspection effort.
If you were asked to speak today on behalf of the Bush administration and convince Americans here at the start of August that this is something, invading Iraq is something we have to do, could you do it?
If you asked me to do it in that way, the answer would have to be no, because I would say that I would have to see that the American people believed that we were willing to go to war over the risk posed by Iraqi proliferation and that Saddam might use these weapons. To do that, you have to convince people. As yet, the Bush administration has not really provided anything like the level of detail on the Iraqi effort to proliferate that's necessary. In fact, it's rather striking that although the Clinton administration did annual reports in these areas, particularly from the Department of Defense, neither that report has been published this year, nor the white papers have been prepared by the Bush administration to explain this. I would want to have a clear plan and be assured that there is a clear plan on the part of the Bush administration for using enough force to be quick and decisive and have minimal civilian casualties and collateral damage. I don't have that assurance. I'd want to know that we have the support from enough allies to base these forces and to carry out a successful military operation. I don't have that assurance yet. And I'd want to see that the Bush administration was honestly committed to winning the peace as well as the war, that there was a nation-building plan, something that would convince the world that the outcome of this war was just, and that would really provide regional stability. And as yet, the Bush administration has not presented anything approaching that plan.
Anthony Cordesman was formerly Director of Intelligence Assessment in the Office of the Secretary of Defense and is currently a scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.